Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. Bad things can happen to good people, as evidenced by fierce hurricanes and a single shooter killing over 50 people at one time. That's the headline. In a moment, David James will join me to discuss this issue.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
So then, David, whether we're talking about natural disasters or the horrible suffering caused by wars, terrorists, and even genocidal maniacs, untold millions who have suffered and died through the centuries would have the same question. Could not God have created a world without evil and without suffering?
The fact is, he did do just that. When he created, we read in Genesis, in the creation account, after the 6 days of creation, God looked at all that he had created, and it was very good. That was God's judgment and his assessment of what he had just done, and therefore evil and suffering could not have been a part of the original creation. There's a difference between God being the author of evil and making the possibility for evil to exist, and he did that through the creation of free will. He did not create either the angels or men to be automatons or robots, but rather he made angels and men free moral agents. Satan was the highest of angels, and we understand that as a free moral agent that pride welled up in his heart, and he decided that he would set himself above the Most High God. And then in Genesis 3, Satan tempted Eve in the garden, and this was passed on to Adam, and they sinned against God. So in that way, sin entered the universe. God did create a world without evil and suffering. That does not mean that he had to create it without the capacity for free moral agents to choose to rebel.
How should we respond in our hearts and in our minds, and what should we do in the face of evil and suffering that's all around us?
I would say this: life is short, hell is hot, and eternity is a long time. We know that our lives are but a vapor, and so we need to understand the gospel. We need to hear, understand, and believe the gospel of Jesus Christ. By trusting in him for our salvation, we will receive both forgiven sin and eternal life. Another thing is, I would say we shouldn't be anxious or fearful. Understand that we have a loving God who is in control and works all things together for the good of those who love God. And then I would say, we need to pray for those involved, the families affected, law enforcement and other first responders, healthcare workers, and also government leaders as they deal with these situations. And then I would say in some ways for the pastors and churches in these areas to meet the physical, spiritual, and emotional needs of these people.
Great word, David, great word. And it's a discussion that I just felt we had to have, and I'm glad you suggested we take this direction in our conversation this week. David, thank you so much. We'll have another conversation next week.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. Great to be with you.
David James with a biblical view of why bad things happen to good people. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. God is sovereign, and his plan is the best for all of us today. We must trust him in all things. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...